the Church of Shear Jashub Christian Tabernacle in Madison, Connecticut, welcomes you to this Bible study program called Shear Jashub, which in Hebrew means a remnant shall return. I'm Patty Scalzo, and today we will be continuing a sermon in my husband, Pastor Greg Scalzo's series on the Book of Romans. Pastor has been teaching on chapter 1, verses 3 and 4, which started a conversation about what the scriptures mean by the Greek word sarx, which we translate the flesh. And last time, Pastor Greg explained how the flesh, in its primary meaning, equaled the physical substance from which we are made, the substance of the body. It was also used to describe the physical substance which we inherit from our parents, as well as then becoming a common designation for mankind. The flesh was the corporeal material of the body that places us in contact with the physical world, as opposed to the spiritual. Let's rejoin Pastor Greg Scalzo.
So none of what we've just said, none of this implies by necessity inherent weakness or sinfulness. We have fleshly bodies. We're in the flesh. But the term flesh does come to mean, as you read it in the New Testament, both a tendency to sin, a tendency to weakness, and then B, man's baser sinful nature, the impulse to sin, or the seat of sin. And it has a full negative connotation when used in that way, how the flesh is sinful, the lost condition. Let me give you an example of the first one, the tendency to sin. Matthew chapter 26 and verse 40. Then he, Jesus, came to his disciples and found them asleep and said to Peter, "What? Could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." And there you have the tendency, the weakness in the flesh. The second, an example of the second, of the base of sinful nature, of the full negative, the impulse to sin, the seat of sin. You look at Galatians chapter 5, a lot of the verses, verse 16, Paul writes, "I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these things are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish." What you want to do in your spirit, in the Holy Spirit, you have this war against you in the flesh. Then down in verse 19, "Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God." And then he goes on to talk about the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. "Against such there is no law." And then verse 24, "And those who are Christ's have crucified the flesh with his passions and desires." What a list. "Now the works of the flesh are evident." Why? Why is this the state of mankind? Why is this the condition of the flesh? Why is this the way we're made? And the answer can be very complicated, and yet it's very simple, even as Paul's statement here in Romans chapter 1, speaking of Jesus, born of the seed of David, according to the flesh, declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, is very simple. How we work, how we're made. And you have to go back to appreciate how Jesus came to us as one of us. We have to appreciate our condition. And we want to go back to the very beginning. And if you look in Genesis chapter 1, you read in verse 27, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. So we're special. Not only is our flesh different than the animal flesh, but there's something else about us. In our spirits, we're made in God's image. Matter of fact, there's a tripartite arrangement to us. If you look in chapter 2, verse 7, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground. So there's a body, right? That's the flesh, right? The physical substance from the dust of the ground. And breathe it into his nostrils, the breath of life. That's the Spirit. God's Holy Spirit giving life. The Father is called the Father of our spirits. The Holy Spirit giving life to our spirits, right? We just read that God in Hebrews 12:9 is the Father of spirits. And we read in Acts 17:25 that he gives to all life, breath, and all things. So he breathes us. He creates our spirits. We're individuals. And what does he say? And man became, he forms him from the dust of the ground. He breathes the breath of life, the body, the spirit, and man became a living being. Literally, the word there is nephesh. Man became a living soul. Spirit, soul, and body. We have a consciousness. We have awareness. We have awareness and we have a soul. And that awareness can be spiritual because we have a spirit, and it can be bodily because we have a body. We have flesh. We have contact to this world. But we also want to have contact with God. In this Eden, you have perfection. Remember, it says in verse 31 of chapter 1 that God saw everything he made, and indeed, it was very good. Everything was good. The way he created us, spirit, soul, and body, was good. There are some cults early on in Christianity striving with this teaching about the flesh in the New Testament. There were Gnostic cults that came up to try to say everything of the material universe is evil. Now, God creates the heaven and the earth. He creates the body. The body as such is not evil. Everything was good. It says in Ecclesiastes 7, chapter 7, verse 29, truly this I have found, that God made man upright. God made us upright. He created us perfect. He created us without sin. But they have sought out, a corporate they, have sought out many, many schemes. God made us upright. Adam did not have a sin tendency in his flesh. His body was not fighting against him. His body was good. Adam did not have those things surrounding him in the environment to try to wear him down and bring him down and cause him to sin. He had a perfect environment. In chapter 3, verse 8, it says, they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool or the breeze of the day. There was a connection. There was a fellowship. They walked with God. Perhaps they saw Jesus in the garden. Their spirit was connected to God. They were in fellowship with God. Are we born now into such a world of fellowship? From our infancy, do we see God? Do we walk in the cool of the day, in the breeze of the day with God? No. But that's the way it was meant to be in the beginning. In the beginning, the flesh is not deemed bad at this point. If you look in chapter 2, verse 20, it speaks about how Adam gave names to all the cattle and the birds and every beast of the field, but there was not found a helper comparable, suitable for him. And then verse 21, and the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall on Adam. And he slept and he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh in its place. Then the rib which the Lord God had taken from the man, he made into a woman, and he brought her to the man. And Adam said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Therefore a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh." This is quoted by Jesus later on in the Gospel of Matthew. This is not a bad thing. This is a good thing. It's part of God's plan, how he made them to be fruitful and multiply, and he blessed them. So at this point, the flesh is not deemed as sinful. No demons controlling families, controlling individuals. No legal inheritance of evil. That curse of the generations passing down as the sins of the parents visit the children. There's one simple, very simple illustration I heard when I was first saved. I pass it on to you. But it's such a clear way of seeing Genesis and the book of Romans and understanding what we're going to read in the book of Romans. How man, the way man is made, is like a lamp meant to shine, but without the power innate to do so. Beautiful lamp created to give light, but not having in itself the power to give light, we would manufacture a lamp to be plugged into a power source, to be plugged into an outlet, and once plugged in, it accomplishes its task of shining out. That's the way it's made. It's made to shine as it's plugged into the power source. We are created to be plugged into God. Then, as we're plugged in, as we're in such fellowship, the electricity flows.
While our radio programs are from past sermons, current sermons are live streamed on YouTube every Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. Join us for in-depth Bible messages by Pastor Greg and Associate Pastor Francis David for a celebration of the Lord's Supper and for prayer and conversation by Pastor Greg and myself. I know you will find it a special anointed time. You can search YouTube for the Shiar Jeshub Christian Tabernacle channel, or you can use the link on our church website at shiarjeshub.org. The programs are then posted on YouTube and rumble.com for 24/7 access. Join us next time for Shiar Jeshub.